9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring today. Robert Half is here to help. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
You're listening to Numbers by Barron's. It's Friday, December 3rd. I'm Sheena Mishkin, and I'm here with the numbers you need to navigate the markets this morning. Our first number is $1,900. That's how much Tesla's Cyberquad, a four-wheeled ATV for kids, costs. The company announced the product, a steel frame ATV modeled after the company's Cybertruck, on Thursday. The product's lithium-ion battery provides 15 miles range at a maximum speed of 10 miles an hour. The product's minimum recommended age is 8 years old. The Cyberquad will begin shipping in 2 to 4 weeks, according to Tesla's website, but orders might not arrive before the holidays. While the Cyberquad could wind up on its fair share of holiday wish lists, the launch of the ATV didn't move Tesla's stock. The company's shares closed down about 1%. The next number up is $936 billion. That's the level of margin debt hit recently, according to Yardeni Research, close to an all-time high. Margin debt is the amount of money traders borrow to buy new shares. Using this debt can increase returns for investors who can hold a bigger position with the same amount of their own money. An increase in margin debt indicates that the risk to the stock market is increasing. Margin debt accounts for 2.4% of the S&P's aggregate market capitalization, up from 2% before the pandemic. Should the stock market fall sharply, some traders will receive margin calls, which could force more selling, depressing prices further. Our last number is 2.5%. That's how much Alibaba's Hong Kong shares fell on Thursday, sinking to their lowest level since the shares lifted in Asia in 2019. The drop was fueled by fears that Alibaba, the Chinese e-commerce giant, could be forced to lose its primary listing in New York. Investors' fears are tied to reports that China could ban companies from going public overseas using variable interest entities. This corporate structure allows Chinese companies to list offshore, sidestepping the country's rules around foreign investment. Bloomberg reported Wednesday that China plans to ban companies from going public overseas using this structure. China's securities regulator has denied the report. And that's Numbers by Barron's for Friday, December 3rd. I'm Sheena Mishkin, and we'll be back with more numbers you need to know on Monday. Have a great weekend.
This message comes from Viking, committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, destination-focused dining, and cultural enrichment on board and on shore. And every Viking voyage is all-inclusive with no children and no casinos. Discover more at Viking.com.